I noticed this as a trend after watching an episode of the Netflix show You last night. It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. Sometimes you start to see pieces of pop culture and life come together and you're like, wait a minute, is this a trend I'm seeing?
Okay.
So the Netflix show You had its third season debut about a month or two ago. And my fiance and I just started watching it last week. And we got to the point of the season. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but the main couple, Joe Goldberg, he's like the main guy and he's like the stalker guy.
Yeah.
Him and his partner are talking about opening up their marriage and having like an open relationship.
Whoa, okay.
And I was like, that's interesting because a couple weeks ago, I had a friend ask me about that and like, do I know other people that are doing that? And could I like connect them together to like talk about their experiences and the rules and like what they do in that?
Getting some ground rules and getting some tips.
Right, exactly. So I was like, all right, so there's two things that have like popped up that I've noticed. And then this morning I was on Instagram and I saw this like little factoid meme that said, and this was what I said, all right, we got to talk about this on the show. 31% of U.S. millennials are in non-monogamous relationships.
Oh, 31%?
31%. Okay. Now, I don't know what study this is from because, you know, they all come from some.
Who knows?
Some independent study.
Exactly. Some independent study done by Scotty the Body's Institute Research.
Scotty the Body's Institute.
And so it says 31% of U.S. millennials are in non-monogamous relationships.
Whenever I hear this, by the way, because it's not just you, I see this all over the place. And they usually insert one more word, and I'm trying to, like, I'm blanking on what it is. It's like legit, not legit. It's okay.
Right.
When you say like non-monogamous relationships, it's not like one person's not being monogamous and the other person is. It's accepted.
Right.
Well, or what is the word I'm looking for?
It's just becoming, I hate using the word trend, but that's what it seems like. And in this little factoid meme that I found, after it gave that stat, it said, is non-monogamy a trend? With an increase in popular culture presence like television shows, celebrities, and organizations, ethical non-monogamy, especially polyamory, appears to becoming trendy.
Mm.
And so I put a poll up on my Insta story because I'm just curious because one of the things that I'm learning in my mid-30s is I'm trying to make sure that I'm never, like, stuck in my way of thinking.
Sure.
And that I'm not like, well, this is how it was when I was in my 20s, so, and this is how things were.
Yeah.
And so, because it's something that, you know, in the past when we've talked about it, I was like, well, girl, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then, as I've evolved, I'm like, okay, well, that's not for me, but maybe that's for you. And so that's why I'm like, is this really a thing? Because I know when we've talked about it before, it was like, ooh, it was something that like older adults did when they were swingers and and stuff like that.
Well, it was all very taboo.
Right. And it was like, ooh, the upside down pineapple. How crazy.
Ooh.
And then I saw this stat and I was like, this is interesting. So I put a poll up on my Insta story and I said, is this true for you? Curious, not going to reveal any names, but curious about it locally here in Tampa Bay. So this, I only posted this about 3 hours ago and only a few people have been up this early to check
it. Look at it.
But so far, 92% said, no, it's not for me.
Okay.
But it's still early. But here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to see if there's someone in the Miguel and Holly fam that is sort of in a non-monogamous relationship that would be willing to come on with us tomorrow and sort of like talk through, because this is me trying to be like, okay, is this a point in life where I need to like expand my mind?
Like
to
be like, all right, be open-minded enough to actually hear about what it's like.
Right.
I have a friend from high school actually who I follow on Twitter. I have not seen this woman since we were in high school.
Right.
And we have not kept close, but like I know who she is. She knows who I am. I went over her house a couple times, whatever. And she is married, but she is in an ethically non-monogamous relationship, and they explore polyamory.
Wow.
And I see her tweet about stuff. So that's where I get a lot of stuff that I would never come across this had it not been for her account. And then I'm like, Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I would just be really curious if there's someone that would come on and we can keep you in the Miguel and Holly Witness Protection Program. We don't have to give any, like, we can use a fake name for you or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious because I feel like I've now had these three different things pop up in the past couple of weeks.
Must be a thing.
That I'm like, all right, we should talk about it. I'd love to hear from a Miguel and Holly fan member. 877-999-1015. And if we get someone, then we'll bring them on tomorrow morning at this time.
I think that's great just to hear that perspective.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.